It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Monday, December 12th, 2022. In our marine weather forecast, we have a low-pressure system continuing to push inland through today. High pressure will begin to build over the Pacific through midweek. Settled weather with onshore winds is expected through at least Wednesday. When I looked in the shore-based forecast, I actually saw the sun. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Today's marine weather forecast calls for northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15, becoming west in the afternoon. Wind waves from the west, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart. Northwest swells 7 feet at 12 seconds. And the latest storm we had over the past couple of days left 1.87 inches of rain in my rain gauge on the south slope of Astoria. And today we're going to just kind of take an in-depth look at the ship schedule. We have a pretty good-sized ship schedule today. We have 19 vessels coming and going on the river, 8 inbounders and 11 outbounders, and we have 7 ships in the anchorage. So that should perhaps reassure folks who were a little worried about the small numbers of ships that have been coming and going lately. It really just depends on who is in the area and who's picking up what. And so some days we have larger ship schedules and some days we have smaller ones. But let's take a look at our inbounders. We had a very early arrival, a container ship, the Whale Shark, arriving from China, headed for Portland. Portland is the only port on the Columbia that handles containers because they have the infrastructure and the equipment to handle them. So she came in at about 2:30 a.m. past Astoria and in Portland by about 8:30 this morning. We have a petroleum tanker that came in next, also another early arrival, the Empire State, arriving from Anacortes, headed to Vancouver, past Astoria, probably around 4:30 a.m., and in Vancouver by about 10:30 a.m. The American Kestrel is a bulk carrier arriving from China, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She's headed to the Port of Portland eventually, which is right across the river from Vancouver, to pick up soda ash. She'll pass Astoria around 9 a.m. and be in Vancouver by about 3 p.m. today. The African Log Runner is arriving from Coos Bay to Longview. She is a log ship. She's handling logs. So she will pass Astoria at about 11:30 a.m. and be in Longview by about 3 p.m. Next inbound is the Ken Voyager, arriving from Sacramento, California, headed for the Kalama Anchorage. She's picking up wheat there. She'll pass Astoria at about 5:30 p.m. and be in Kalama by about 10:30. The MSC Bavia is arriving from Seattle, headed for Portland, containers there, passing Astoria around 7:30 p.m. and in Portland by about 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday. And she is, you may have noticed if you're a regular ship watcher, that we are getting more container ships recently in the past few years than we have had in recent years. For a while, we didn't have any container ships on the Columbia. And then during the pandemic, things shifted. And as West Coast ports to the north and south of us became really congested, Portland opened up as a container port. And now we have several container ships a week. It's really great to see that here on the Columbia. So I just wanted to point that out, that we are seeing more container ships than we have in previous years here on the Columbia. The Almira is next inbound. She's a bulk carrier arriving from South Korea, headed for the Longview Anchorage. It looks like she's picking up soda ash at the port of Longview. She will pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m. and in Longview by about 1 a.m. on Tuesday. And the articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance, is arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. She is carrying refined petroleum. And she will pass Astoria a little bit after midnight and be in Portland by about 6:30 a.m. tomorrow. In our outbounders, we have the Pelican Pacific. She's headed out of Portland with petroleum. She already left really early around 1 a.m. and passed Astoria outbound around 7 a.m. The Blue Bosporus left Longview at about 7 a.m. with wheat on board. We'll pass Astoria outbound around 1 p.m. The ATB Dublin Sea leaving Portland for fine petroleum there, leaving around 8 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 2 p.m. And the Green Bay is heading out of Vancouver. She's a car carrier with Subarus on board, leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. And something kind of unusual about her, she is a car carrier. We see a lot of those here on the Columbia. But she is a U.S.-flagged car carrier. That means that by law, she's a Jones Act vessel. means that by law, she must have a crew of American citizens or U.S. nationals. She must have been built in the U.S. and be registered in the U.S., and she is a U.S. flag vessel. So that's kind of unusual to see a car carrier on the Columbia that is registered here in the U.S. And in terms of U.S. flag vessels on the river today, the Sound Reliance and the Empire State. That Sound Reliance is that ATB rig I mentioned earlier on the inbound schedule, and the Empire State, also an inbound petroleum tanker. Both of those vessels are U.S. flags, so they also are Jones Act vessels. Then we have the ANSAC Moonbear heading out of Longview carrying wheat, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8:30 p.m. The Ping Hai leaving Longview carrying pet coke, leaving around 5:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The SM Yantian is leaving Portland. She's another container ship, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. The Ligari is leaving Kalama carrying wheat at about 10 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 3 p.m. The True Love is, that's a nice name, is a bulk carrier leaving Portland with wheat on board, leaving around 10 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. The Pacific Honor is leaving Portland carrying soda ash, heading out to the Port of Portland at about 10:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4:30 p.m. And the Marco is leaving Kalama carrying corn, soy, or wheat, leaving around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 a.m. on Tuesday. And in our Astoria anchorages, we have the ASL Neptune heading to Longview at about 1:30 p.m. to pick up wheat. She'll be in Longview by about 5 p.m. And the other ships in our anchorage, they're all bulk carriers, are the Indigo Ace, the Modest SW, the Dongye Star, the Soya Tianjin, the Star Electra, and the Emerald Dongji. And a little bit about the flags of the other ships that you see here in the Astoria anchorage or anywhere on the river. Most of those cargo ships are foreign flagged. Most of them are carrying flags of convenience, like Panama, Liberia, the Marshall Islands. Those are some examples of flags of convenience. And so why would a ship owner want to register their ship under a flag of convenience? Well, it's to save money to operate under more lax regulations. It's a way of getting around regulations in other countries. And so the flag of convenience is a pretty common way for foreign flag vessels to be registered. And just so you understand, a ship has to be registered under the flag of some country or other. It is legally required to be registered in a country. And usually the registration in the country that is on the stern of the ship really has nothing to do with where the vessel has been or where it might go. In fact, there's even one flag of convenience that is in a completely landlocked country that has no ports at all. And one more thing about the Jones Act vessels, they are by law allowed, and foreign flag vessels are not, to originate a voyage in a U.S. port and go to another U.S. port. So they are allowed to do domestic travel between U.S. ports that don't involve other countries. Foreign flag vessels are not allowed to do that. And the Jones Act was created to kind of protect the U.S. merchant marine fleet from being overwhelmed by foreign flag vessels. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.